The Lessons of the Earth. Table of Contents. The Lessons of the Earth by Mark Maurer. Take Me Out to the Ball Game by Eric Duffy. The Barbershop Pirate by Brian Miller. The Blessing of Braille by Adam Rushforth. Embracing Teenagers by Ruby Polk. Climb Every Hill by Sherry Ruth. Cherry Picking by Ramona Walhoff. Falling Backwards by Doug Elliott. Shooting Through the Screen Door by Nancy Scott. Editor's Introduction. A portrait appears on this page. The caption reads, Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind. Here is Dr. Maurer.
It is early spring as this 26th volume in our Colonel Books series is being prepared to go off to the press. Having grown up in Iowa, where farming and gardening permeated both the culture and the economy of the community in which I lived, my thoughts turn naturally at this time of year to images of planting, nurturing, and new growth, to images of watching that which is planted sprout, and after struggling with the realities of weather, water, and weeds, spring forth into that which it was intended to be, often all the taller and stronger for having endured and conquered the uncertainties and challenges of the growing season. I think also of the farmer and the gardener who are there through it all, early and late, loosening the hard soil, supplying it with nutrients, rooting up the weeds, hoping always for the plentiful harvest, knowing that such a harvest will be life-giving to the community. These boyhood images are ever close to me, even though I now live in a large city, and my hands rarely till the soil in the literal sense of my youth. But in another very real sense, that is exactly what I, my colleagues in the National Federation of the Blind, and you who have joined with us through the Colonel Book series are doing every day. When we work to see that blind children and youth have the chance to learn Braille, we are preparing the soil. When a young blind boy learns all there is to know about baseball and devises a way for blind youngsters to share in the essentials of the game, the soil is enriched. When a mother finds a way to overcome her teenager's embarrassment about her blindness, the weeds are rooted up. When a talented blind graduate student, whose hobby is singing in a barbershop choir, becomes the star of the show, the harvest is good, and the community is enriched. And so I have named this new volume in our Colonel Book series, The Lessons of the Earth, for in it you will meet the people I just spoke of, whose lives, when intertwined with ours, truly reflect those lessons. As we approach this new growing season, we need those of you who have come to be our friends and co-workers through these pages more than ever. We need you to continue to believe in us, to see us as people you want to know and work with, who have something to offer to the communities in which you live. We need you to share what you have learned about us with others, and to enrich them as co-tillers of the soil. For what you and we do now is of critical importance in the lives of blind children growing up today, in the lives of those in their mid-years who become blind from accidents or eye diseases, and in the lives of the ever-increasing number of senior citizens who are experiencing serious vision loss through the effects of aging. The garden we plant together today and the nurture that we give it will determine the coming harvest. We in the National Federation of the Blind have always found the lessons of the earth to be good. With your help, they will continue to be so. Mark Maurer, Baltimore, Maryland, 2004.